Chapter 8. Cloak of the Old Gray Ghost. The four seals paddled with ease through the sunlit waters of the Selkie Cove and into the jellyfish cave. The water in the cave was cold and murky, but in his seal body, Jack was warm, and with his seal eyes, he could see clearly. As they swam farther and farther into the cave, the jellyfish began to appear. At first there were just a few, then there were hundreds, then thousands. Pink jellyfish, purple jellyfish, orange and chocolate-colored jellyfish. Jellyfish as big as umbrellas and as small as pennies. Jellyfish shaped like bells, saucers, parachutes, mushrooms, cannonballs. Jellyfish as bright as candle flames and jellyfish as clear as glass. Some of the jellyfish pulsed in and out as they swam. Others silently drifted by, their long, stinging tentacles trailing behind them. As Jack swam among the jellyfish, he wasn't afraid at all. His tough sealskin protected him completely. Finally, Kathleen led Jack, Annie, and Teddy through a narrow passage of the cave and into the milky green waters of the third cove. The four seals poked their heads above the surface of the water and took deep gulps of air. Jack's whiskers twitched as he looked around the cove of the stormy coast. The cove was completely silent. It was lit with a hazy, warm light. The water was flat calm without a single ripple. Circling the cove were strange green hills that shimmered in the afternoon light. Snow-capped mountains loomed above the hills. Jack could see the tree with the magic treehouse on a distant sea cliff. "Climb onto those rocks and dry off," Kathleen barked. They all swam to a small rocky island in the middle of the cove. Jack hoisted his blubbery, tear-shaped body out of the water. He flopped beside the others and puffed and groaned. The seal body that had felt so graceful underwater now felt heavy and awkward. Jack's skin began to feel tighter and tighter in the sunlight. Almost before he knew it, the skin had slipped from his body like old wrapping paper. He was human again, lying on the rock in his shorts and t-shirt. He sat up and pushed his glasses into place.
"That was great," said Annie.
Jack looked at her. The same magic had happened to Annie and the others. They were all human again.
"Yeah, it was," Jack said happily.
He looked around.
"And I don't see any signs of a winter storm here."
"No, but still I do not like the looks of this place," said Teddy.
The boy sorcerer frowned as he peered around at the cove.
"It gives me the quivers."
Jack glanced anxiously at Teddy. If Teddy was afraid, something must be wrong. Teddy never acted as if he were afraid of anything.
"Well, the day wears on," Teddy said, looking up at the sinking sun. "Let us hurry ashore to find the sword, so we can leave this cove as quickly as possible."
"I fear our search may be difficult," said Kathleen. "Look."